Welcome to the Derby Hybrida podcast. My name is Jeremy and strap yourself in. You are in for one hell of a ride. This is the first of three episodes from my frontline safari trip. There is about 9.5 hours of audio that I've got to go through to make into three episodes, which will be easy. So much audio to go through, but I'm so grateful to be a part of it and to go to it. It was an absolutely cracker event across the desert, which is a huge thing. Super stoked. Plus, I was able to do it with a good mate, Brendo. So massive shout out to Brendan for come with me from flying all over the place. Then sitting in a car with me and my old boy, which is another amazing thing. Me and my dad got to do this together, which was very special. So where do we start with thank yous? The thank yous, obviously, straight to Soldier On and Frontline Safari. I mean, they made this whole event possible, putting it together. Clay Marks absolutely killed it, putting it together, getting a whole bunch of us across the desert, even to the desert. It was a massive, massive undertaking, floods, all that kind of stuff, which you'll hear throughout the many episodes of this one. So massive thanks to them. Massive thanks to Next Adventure, Coxie and his crew. Awesome support across the desert. Yeah, leapfrogging a little bit, but all the plans were on the fly, so you can't hold anything against them. Ride ADV and Next Level Adventure for running sweep and guides. It was awesome to have them either behind or in front of us, picking bikes up, pushing us through. It was awesome, and a great bunch of mates as well that we're lucky to call mates. Awesome thanks to all the guys and girls that were across the desert. It was really something cool to say that we've crossed the Simpson Desert and to be fully supported, as you'll hear with everybody that did it, that we interviewed. It was really cool to know you're so safe. It was great to know you had support and really try it. This was the first time I've ever ridden in sand, so I would have absolutely looked like a Gumby, legs and arms flailing all over the place. But by the end of the day, I had the most fun. And you can all note this down. I had the most fun on the third day in the desert that I've ever had on a dirt bike, and it's because of the Frontline Safari. I love transmotos, I love grassroots, I love local rounds, but this was the most fun I've ever had on a dirt bike, and I can't thank everybody who helped make this event possible. I just can't. Thank you so much. And once again, we want to thank our supporters who once again helped promote us to be able to get an invite to some of these. Even though we pay our own way, it was still great to get an invite. Grassroots Hard Enduro, B&B Off-Road, Goat Mountain Extreme, On Point Moto and Suspension, and Holdshot Graphics. Thank you both to Holdshot and On Point for getting the bike looking absolutely awesome. It handled so well. Stellar On Point, get your bike to him for suspension. Holdshot Graphics, get your bike, because they won a couple of awards in the desert. That's right. The Holdshot boys designed the graphic kit on my Husky, and then the overall winner of the best looking bike, Rob Bradley. So go check out Holdshot. They made some absolutely awesome sticker kits and really quick turnarounds. Oh, unbelievably quick turnarounds. I'm so unorganized. I think I emailed them a week before. I need a fresh kit. And boom, it was there. In a week, people. Absolutely awesome. Acherby's Australia, Global Racing Oil, and Adventure On Store. Thank you so much for those supporters as well. The bike was absolutely awesome. Ran perfectly, but that is a huge thank you to Michael Carusi from Carusi Motorsports. Once again, another one. Hey, Carusi, you got spare time while organizing all these Fink bikes to have a look at my bike? And he did. He did. He looked at it. He went over the whole thing for me. My fault for putting the pressure on him, though. So anything that went wrong with it, it was my fault, not his. So massive thanks to Carusi Motorsports. Go make sure you go check him out. And as I said, everyone else, Holdshot, On Point, Acherby's, GRO, Adventure On Store, Go Mountain, B&B. You know, without them, the bike wouldn't look as good as it was and run as good as this. Also, another thank you. Good Lord, this is just about thank yous. Another thank you to Andrew Houlihan and Michael Burgess. They fixed up my rally tower after I had a massive crash in the high country. So thanks to them for getting it all sorted out. And then another thank you to Houlihan as well for his jacket. I managed to score a jacket off Houlihan, it looked sick. I'm just gonna say it looked sick. I'm gonna try and convince him to sell a few more and get some of you guys in his jacket, because this rally jacket, holy shit, it was amazing. Now, I'm going to be very clear, though. I'm not an adventure rider. I didn't go to a single cafe. It was in the pubs, and it was across sand. So, I'm not an adventure rider. I want to make that point very clear. Not an adventure rider. So, thanks to everyone. Thanks to the Simford boys. Thanks for Ozzy and his crew. Thanks to Vicky and Angela for going across. Thanks to my dad for coming and putting up with our shit. Thanks to Brendo. Just really, thanks to everyone. If I haven't said thank you enough, something's very wrong with me and I've missed someone. I most likely have, but thank you. Thank you, thank you, thank you, thank you, thank you. Right. So, there we go. That's the thank yous. That was a lot of time wasted. You probably want to hear the episode now. So, I'm going to shut up and play the episode. Roost your mates. Cheers.
Welcome to the Dirt Bike Burrito Podcast. Each episode, the crew will be talking with riders, organisers and supports in the off-road motorcycle scene. From desert racing and hard enduro to flat track and trials, a little bit of everything rolled into one. A Dirt Bike Burrito. Follow us and stay up to date with upcoming guests on our social media pages and wherever you get your podcasts. Also, just a heads up, these boys and girls are passionate about what they do. Some bad words could jump out throughout the episode. So sit back in your car or crank your workout to the next level and enjoy.
All right, we're in Maori. It's sunny. It's lovely. I'm standing here with Brenny Bear. Hey, Brenny.
How you going, mate?
Good, buddy. What's going on?
Just gearing up, ready to get going.
I know. It's very exciting. We've done a fair few days already in the car. Then we did a nice little tour through the Flinders. How good was that?
Yeah, good. I'm struggling to focus because I'm wondering where I'm going to put my hip flask.
Mate, I'm worried where I'm going to put all my spare undies, I tell you that. But we've got the little frontline bags. We seem to be almost packed, mate. I see that you don't have a hip flask and you've gone for more socks. What's going on there, mate? You've changed.
Oh, the packing ain't finished yet, mate. Yeah, we can readjust. We've still got time.
Yeah, we do. We're just about to get the bikes down to scrutineering. It is lovely. There's so many cool guys, so many cool bikes. I'm very excited. You excited? How's your little 250, actually?
Yeah. It surprised me, actually. Yeah, beggars can't be choosers, but yeah.
No. I saw you do 130 on the highway, mate.
In the open speed limit section?
No, on the dirt road. You know, that was non-marked, no roads, yet. Yeah. It was, you did about 130, mate. I was very proud of you.
Yeah, tucked in, looking between the top of the handlebars and the top of the fairing there, yeah. We were tucked in.
Yeah, you pucker holding onto the seat tight, mate. I thought you were going to shake yourself off. But no, how good were the Flinders ride before we got here? We have to say thanks to Coxie for sorting that up. That was awesome.
Yeah, mate, that was, as much change as we've had, not getting to Birdsville, it was, you could almost say it was worth it. It was definitely be back to the Flinders. That's amazing.
Oh, absolutely. Oh, there we go. Valve bounce, first thing. Oh, we had a Transmoto, I think. Or Kilkarni. Which one are we at, mate? I think it's a Simford boys, though. Of course it is. They're a bit loose.
Yeah, that's a 12 a.m., 12 p.m., 12 a.m., midnight, Kalani. Kalani party, yeah.
Kalani special. All right, well, let's get our bikes sorted out, and then we'll come back and talk shit, and we'll find some people and talk shit with them.
Sounds good.
Thank you. All right, we're doing a data. The sun is going down. It is brilliant. We have our riding buddy, Rob. What's going on, mate?
Hey, mate. Just getting the fly on the tent.
How was your day?
It's great. Had a good time. Good little swim in, what was the name of that?
The very culturally appropriative Aboriginal heritage name. Do you remember?
Neil's River.
Yeah, it was exciting. We rode with you today in the second half, I think. It was how was it riding with me and Brenda?
No, it was good. It was good, mate. The 250 was, you're struggling.
he's singing the thing. This morning we spent the morning with his ringing his neck. In the afternoon we decided to calm down a bit and we actually got better fuel economy. Who would have thought?
Yeah, no, I actually saved about 3 litres after...
after you got rid of us?
No, after the little pep talk at lunchtime.
Yes, it was a very stern pep talk. So, how are you feeling going into the rest of the days? I mean, it's not really a race, but it's kind of... you've done this before, haven't you?
Yeah, I've been out here with the ute and the 450, mm-hmm. So I've done it before. But, yeah, looking to... try and get the whole shot tomorrow and get out the front, away from the dust.
Away from us?
Yeah, away from the 250.
Well, we're the only competitor. Like, I knew you were very competitive with me because you wanted your sticker kit to beat mine.
That's right, the sticker kit, yeah. Well, we'll have to wait. When is the judging? Because that was meant to be at Maree.
Yeah, I don't know why you judge it after we've done the race or the ride because it's not going to look the same.
No, well, mine will probably have a fair bit of...
wearing it.
Grazes.
And tears and blood in it. But your bike does look good, mate, because you're riding a 701.
That's it, yeah.
And
it's going good. Yeah, loving it. It's good.
Many modifications to it?
I've done heaps. Just sort of done the whole adventure bike mods, all the tower and extra tank and all that sort of stuff. So,
and it performs pretty good out here, right?
It's ideal. It's an ideal bike out here. So, yeah, no, it's good.
And then we joined up with you on, was it Saturday? And we did a bit of a trip through the Flinders as well.
Mm, yeah, no, that was a little track that Coxie sent us down onto. And
did it, where did he send us to?
Razorback.
That was great. How good
the
was
Razorback? From Razorback was
oh, my good Lord. How amazing was Razorback?
Highlight of that little day's ride.
But you didn't see it, mate.
Oh, I just had a glance.
We'll tell the story. We ended up stopping with another Land Rover fanatic, which was cool. Kept riding up the hill. Apparently, the Razorback is the only thing that we could see on that whole tour.
That's why we went there.
And guess who rode straight past the exit?
Send it, yeah. Yeah, no, we just, I don't know.
Don't say we.
We just stopped. No, we'd only just stopped. And then we took off and I thought, well, let's get moving. No, 150 metres up the road was where we should have stopped.
Yeah, and we got great photos. You did not.
Can you send me those too?
Nah, they're all of my Husky, mate. I don't want them. Nothing to me, just all of Husky. All right, mate, we'll probably talk to you somewhere in the desert.
Good stuff.
Let's go get beers.
All right.
All right, next to this big Yamaha truck, and I found Rooster. What's going on, Rooster?
Oh, nothing much, mate. How are you?
Good, mate. It's the first night here. We're in Unadatta at a big pink pub, mate. You got a nice pink hat on. You got a mullet too, which I'm very impressed about. I've got my little one growing here. And then we actually got Scouty with his mullet as well. It's a bit of a crew.
That's it, mate. Everyone's got to wear one.
Yeah, well, you're getting money to cut yours off, though, so I'm so upset. Not going to happen?
It's not happening, mate, because I'm actually raising money.
Good.
For breast cancer.
Oh, you're the man.
I'm dying of pink.
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 Match that big old pink head of yours. But anyway, how's the ride so far, mate? It's been your first day, but how's it been for you?
Oh, first day, yeah. Just a cruisy, what is it? Cruisy ride up Udandatta to here.
About 400 km's, eh?
Yeah, 400, yeah. Nothing too serious. Just really just a make-up day, just to get us to where we want to be.
Yeah, a bit of a liaison. But it's quite funny because it seemed to be everybody went hell out of fucking a handbag when we went left, but then everyone calmed down after our captain decided to give us a bit of a scolding.
That's it.
Oh, bloody big Greg coming in, interrupting us. Just give us 5 minutes, mate. Come on. I'll get you. I'm going to get you. But so what are you looking forward to on this trip? Because have you done this before?
Yeah, I haven't done this trip, but I've done a little bit of Simpson, but I'm really keen to cross it.
So you've never crossed it?
Never crossed it.
Oh, why not?
I need to do it on 700.
Yeah, because you've got this big, big Tenere, mate. It's a hell of a bike. How do you find it?
I love it, mate. I'd much rather this than my WR.
Well, I think everybody would prefer anything than a WR. We got a WR in our group, and it's painful as hell. But
For everything. Like, if we do the high country rides, and I love it.
Yeah.
Everywhere.
Single track?
Yeah. Single track. But not...
Hard enduro?
Not the hard enduro.
You're going to say everything, mate. Speedway?
I reckon I could do Speedway.
I reckon you could do. I've seen you ride. I reckon you got it. But so how long have you had it for?
This one I've only had for, let's say, 4 months, 6 months. I think we had got it at the end of last year.
Yeah, right.
I had one for a year and a half.
Before. That's right. Yeah, I remember that one.
So we turn them over every 6 months.
You do a few Ks.
Yeah, the last one I did 28,000.
Jesus
this
Christ.
One's already up to 7. So.
Man, that's crazy. Well, I'm excited to see you cross the desert, mate. Hopefully I can try and keep up with you and we can have a little bar to bar.
That'll be awesome, mate. Can't wait.
Just the two dirty mullets flying through the desert, buddy.
We've got to get Greg to get one too.
We just need Greg to get hair first.
I got a photo of him with a Rydell pub hat. He's got a mullet. It's got a mullet on it.
No way.
I got a photo. I'll pull it out somewhere.
We're gonna put that up on the wall. Well, it'll be one of those talks we have in the middle of the desert somewhere.
That's it, mate. I'll find that photo. I'll send it to you.
Oh, look, we put up on his OnlyFans. All right, thanks,
mate. All right, mate. See ya.
Next is big fucking rig. What are we else? We're going to find another big rig. Hello, Coxie.
How are you, mate?
Good, buddy. What's going on?
Mate, we are here at the Pink Roadhouse.
Unadatta.
So remember we were talking, we mentioned all these names and you had thought I was making them all up.
Yeah, I still do.
So now we're up, we came up through Curdy Murky.
Flippy Floppy.
Did you go for a swim at Coward Springs?
No, because we got there and nobody else had stopped. We were literally the only people, and there was people having coffees. And I didn't want to be lumped in with the people having coffee, so I was like, "Oh, fucking me!" But we had a swim at the rail bridge, Neil's Creek.
Yeah, right. There's crocodiles there.
Mate, if there's crocodiles here, they're in big fucking trouble. But you should ask Rob what his Aboriginal name for Neil's Creek is. He'll give you a fucking good answer. But have you found the drive so far? We've overtaken you twice. I've got an amazing selfie that I can't wait to post.
Pretty cool selfie. That one's pretty cool.
Yeah, and I just know you're in the truck going, drop it, drop it, drop it. And I'm going, don't drop it, don't drop it, don't drop it.
Yeah, it was pretty funny. Mate, the Unidata, that's probably the best we've seen it in, the condition.
It's been, 3 years since you've been here, though, eh?
Yeah, that'll be the last time.
Shit. So you're super excited then?
Yeah, for sure. Like to get out here and pump some money into these businesses because, yeah, if you run your own business, imagine no income for 2 years.
No, I can't do that.
Oh, mate, I'm the same. Horrified. So, plenty of caravans, plenty of people on the road, a few other bikes. It was good. Good day. One of the other bikes done some wheel bearings, so we'll have to talk to the scrutineers about that. Billy. Anyway.
We're not talking about wheel bearings.
No.
Sensitive topic.
Yeah, so that's 3 sets of wheel bearings.
Damn. Yeah. Who the hell would come out here with bad wheel bearings?
Yeah. So, I think we had to rejig your dud ones. No, we used...
Benji's.
Benji's. So, Billy pretty well repacked those.
Oh, no.
So.
Well, lucky for that guy. But, anyway, what are we looking forward to most on this wrap?
Oh, mate, we just want to get out in the desert. Get out there and... Best motocross track in Australia.
Yeah, well, it's I'm excited for it. First time for us. And it's also excited to see the big rig flying down the road. It's quite a sight.
Yeah, she cranks along. So we're probably sitting on 80 most of the day.
With the dust trail about 80 k's long.
Yeah. I started to freak a few of the boys out because the wind was blowing sort of left to right. So I went over into the right wheel path and then just flicked him an indicator. I think that just freaked him out to pass me up the inside.
That was me.
Oh, was it?
Yeah. Freaked me out. Thanks, mate.
So then I just went, oh, okay, right, well, you guys can figure it out, and I'd just slow down and let him get past. So.
Oh, well, thanks again for coming along. Thanks for inviting us, and thanks for being a friend.
That's right, mate. You can make payments. I'll give you my BSB and account details.
Oh, that's cool. I'll give them to the old man. He's your friend now.
Yeah, right.
Thanks, Toxie.
See you, mate.
Right, we're at this big pink roadhouse, and I found the most fitting man to be at a pink roadhouse, Chris from Next Level Adventure. How are you, mate?
G'day, Jeremy. How are you?
Good, buddy. What's going on?
Yeah, nah, not too much, mate. Just a cruisy day. He's back into it after the busted leg.
Can I say what the hell is going on between your legs, mate? What's that?
It's the cankle. It's the cankle.
It's the stump, brother.
It is. Nah, it's still not right. Actually, today it felt a lot better than it actually has, in ages.
Well, I mean, this is your first ride in, 5 months?
Pretty much. Bang on.
And we did 400 k's.
Just an easy 400 k's.
And how, what was it? What was the ride like for you?
Oh, we started off pretty fast.
How fast? Speed limit fast, right?
Yeah, of course. Speed limit, and then, just dialed it back a little bit, the servo, and eased on in.
And now here we are. Because you've never been here before, have you?
No, I've never been here before, ever.
And what's your thoughts?
It's awesome. Yeah. Absolutely awesome.
Is it next level?
It's next level.
Woo, big call. So are you excited for the rest of the trip, though?
I don't know, this Simpson Desert may be an issue. We'll see how we go.
Well, on your leg?
Yeah, just on the leg, yeah.
Yeah. On your bike, though?
Nah, Yamaha, mate.
Yamaha, yeah.
I mean, no worries, bruh.
Yeah. Well, look, man, it's good to see you, and I'm excited to see what you're like in the desert. We can bang some bars if you keep up with us. I banged bars with Josh today, but he ended up being a pussy, and I had to leave him in my dust anyway.
Is that all you banged with him?
What happens off the podcast? That's for Benji and me to discuss. Don't you worry about that. All right, thanks, Chris.
Cheers, man.
Thank you. Hello, Josh from Next Level.
Jeremy, how are you, mate?
Good, buddy. What's going on?
Oh, just chilling out at the Pink Roadhouse.
Big pink bit. I love there's a big pink thing in the middle of the desert. It's very fitting.
Yeah, it's pretty cool.
It attracts all weirdos.
Even you.
Exactly. I'm the king of the weirdos. How was your day, man?
It was awesome. Really enjoyed it. Cruise on out from Murray this morning and had lunch at William Creek, which was a ripper burger, and then cruise the afternoon this afternoon, pop some tunes on, cruise along, stopped a few times and
had a swim. We're the only people to have a swim about the sound of it.
I think so. Most other guys cruise past.
I know. I was so gutted that no one... fuck, Miles is just... Here we go. This is all supposed to be Josh. Go away, Miles. Sorry, give me 2 minutes and then it'll be all about you. I saw Benji just fucking steamroll over here too. But you've been to the desert a couple of times though.
Yeah, been out here a couple of times.
The second fastest man in the desert, right?
Well, that's one way of wording it, but it wasn't really the fastest man in the desert. Just a bit of a challenge.
Double crossing?
Yeah, I've gone across and back in a day.
How did it work?
Yeah, it was good. It was a challenge. The first 800 k's was enjoyable. The last 200 was a slog. An absolute slog.
Well, it's good to know. Well, locally, hopefully you're not doing it this time. We're going to be in a single, so it'll be quite easy for you. You'll be able to do it no problems.
No, I'm just going to be cruising this time and helping out where we can. So
you'd probably be annoyed because we're only doing halfway. We're not even going the whole way. It's only a halfway, so you're going to be quite upset that we get there.
Yeah, no, well, with the group of guys, it'll still be a full day. So
are you saying that they're just all lesser than you? You're going to be pushing them through? Is that what you're saying?
That's not what I'm saying.
That's exactly what you're saying. Oh, I'm just going to be pushing people. It's going to be fucking hard.
I might have to ride your bike up a dune. We'll see.
Oh, no, you will not. No, I will burn it before I let you push it. That's what's going to happen. All right, man.
I'll ride the Caddo. How's that?
That's even worse. I'll burn that and my bike before I had to fucking let you help. But, yeah, we'll see you somewhere in the desert, mate. And we'll once again, we'll play a little bit of to and fro.
Sounds good, mate. Sounds awesome.
Hey, buddy. All right. We're at a giant pink thing with a giant big man. Benji, how are you?
I'm good, thanks, Jeremy. How are you, mate?
Guinness World Record holder, Benji. That's it's a big title, and I feel very safe to be in the desert with you.
They're big shoes to fill, aren't they?
Oh, massive shoes.
I can't believe that you actually heard about it.
Oh, well, yeah. I mean, I think everybody's fucking heard about it by the time we finished.
I think I've got more shit the last 2 days than I have in the whole 21 years of my whole existence.
Yeah, well, the saddest thing is if I'd really pulled my shit together, I was literally going to make a shirt that says, "Ask me about my mate Benji."
That would have actually taken it to the next level now, would it? And that would have actually been pretty funny.
That would have been the best shirt ever.
But yeah, no, it's been an awesome trip so far. Again, I've copped quite a lot of shit for having a Guinness World Record. But you know, there's only a few of those in the world.
Maybe
only one, actually.
But I have a very vague memory that maybe having a Guinness World Record helped you in some way.
I did get premium service at the bar, yes.
You got more than premium service at the bar, but yes, you definitely got free drinks for life.
I got free drinks for life.
Free accommodation for life.
I think that was a team effort, Jeremy. I just want to thank you and your part that you played in making that free drinks voucher happen.
Well, you're now called the Tuner. Anybody who meets you is called the Tuner. He is the Tuner. That is who Benji is. Benji the Tuner.
Thanks, mate. I really appreciate the chat. It's great to be here.
No, but honestly, you're excited to cross the desert. I mean, how long has it been since you've been out there?
Well, mate, I literally came out of the desert, rode straight into a pandemic, and now we're just out of a pandemic. So this is the first time I've been back in the sand since 2019. And I've actually got to tell you, I am quietly shitting my pants because I'm actually surrounded by some pretty quality riders and they all look at me like I am some kind of desert guru. And really, I came in with loose wheel bearings.
Yeah, but you can't spell guru and be a guru at the same time. So no, I think it's going to be quite interesting. But it's also very exciting that you're going to be with so many people instead of by yourself like last time.
Mate, I'm actually looking forward to getting out there and riding with some really quality riders and just having a great time. And riding with yourself as well, Jeremy.
Yeah, no.
You're a quality rider.
Well, apparently so. It's just because I've overtaken you on a row doesn't mean I'm a quality rider, man. It just means I know how to crack the throttle better than you.
You did overtake me today.
Multiple times.
I was falling asleep at the wheel.
I went past you and gave you a very nice gesture as I went past you as well.
Look, I took it on board.
I'm so glad. All right, Benji, we'll look forward to talking to you in the desert, mate.
Mate, life is a daring adventure. Cheers, Jeremy.
Oh, the tuna. So we're at the big pink thing. We're talking with another big pink thing.
I've got a mouthful of
M&M. Lee, editor-director of Traverse Magazine. How are you, my friend?
I'm well. How are you?
Well, you could have at least eaten before you started this conversation, man. How rude. You're a media professional. Look at how you present yourself.
I'm sorry. I've got a mouthful of nuts.
Wait, and it's been funny. You've been in the car with my dad all day.
And his nuts are a bit salty.
You're both fucking nuts. That's what the problem is. You're both nuts. How are you, mate?
Good.
It's good to see you again. Last time we saw you was at a Burgess Rally School.
And that was good fun.
Oh, it was super good. We had to bail, and then I think we bailed on the right day, though.
You did.
the second day was a bit hard for shit riders like me.
But it was an awesome event. We didn't get you at Open Roads Rally, but you were there as well.
Yeah, up there taking photos and covering the event for Jess and anyone else who was there.
And you actually had probably one of the best photo sequences I think I've ever seen in my life of old mate doing like a backflip on the Enduro cross course.
Oh, on the 1290 or whatever it was. Yeah, it was a good get off.
Oh, it was amazing. Perfect time, perfect sequence of photos. I'm very proud of you. Well done. You did your job right.
Well, and then I went over to him to help him up and he was like, nah, fuck off. I've done this plenty of times before.
Well, that's good. So is this your first time crossing the desert?
Nah, it's not. I crossed on my GS about 10 years ago on my own, or with a few mates. And then I did the first open road, first frontline safari about 3 years ago before COVID.
Yeah, that one's a bit loose. I've heard lots of little stories come back from that one.
It was brilliant. It was hard. We had to adapt. We had to change plans, but that's what adventure riding is all about. Nothing ever goes to plan.
I've realised that. I think from coming from guys who do events like myself or races, which are pretty standardised, I mean, there's a few things that can change, things of weather or things like that. When it comes to this, you know, quote-unquote adventure riding, every day is literally something different.
Yeah, it is. It's, you know, you could be riding like a track today, the Unidad track. It's easy for most riders, but it's hard if something changes, and it can be rain can come in or the wind can pick up, and wind does pick up out here, and it's a bastard when it's blowing you sideways the whole time. Adventure riding can be bloody riding around in the bush, or it can be overlanding, it can be anything. It's just one of those things. We at Traverse look at it as that any bike's an adventure bike. As long as you're challenging yourself and doing different things, that's adventure riding.
And that's what your magazine is great at, because you bring so many wild and vast stories from so many people, not even just Australia, across the world. Like, we've read a few articles that are awesome to see, but it really shows that adventure riding is so, so vast.
Oh, it is. Particularly people who overland. Like, you know, this is overlanding, what we're doing now. It's, you know, it's contained, but it's still overlanding. You're doing big kilometres every day to get to a new destination. And
thanks, Dad. No. 7:30.
We'll go at 6:30.
Oh, we're having...
Are you going to bed?
No, I'm talking to my wife.
Oh. Thanks, Dad.
Thanks, Dad.
Do you know how white you are to say that?
Don't be racist.
He's my dad. I can be. You can't be.
He's been acting like my dad in the car all day.
What, drinking warm beer and telling you how shit of a driver you are?
My God. Yeah. So, let me explain. We had a flat tyre today. I got out, did all the hard work, changed everything. Neville, all he did was bloody unpack the jack. Change the tyre, get back in the car. He jumps in with a beer. I'm like, where's mine? He goes, you don't get one. You're driving. I'm like, what? 5 minutes later, I looked at him. He looked miserable. I said, what's the matter? And he said, my beer's empty. Could you stop? I'm like, no. Basically said, good.
Mate, you're harsher than I am.
It just wasn't right. You know, you get in the car, you offer the driver a beer, for God's sake.
Especially if you've done all the hard work to get you back on the road.
And then when we get to Udnadada, he offers me a beer as I'm about to drive off, and there's a copper right in front of me.
He was tempting you, mate. He was like, come on, son. Take it, son. Let me down.
So even though I haven't been on a bike this week, in the car with Neb's been a hell of a lot of fun.
Oh, that's good to know. When you spend more time with my dad, I think it's a good time.
It's a good time.
Anyway, let's go back to the actual podcast. So you've done this a fair few times, and obviously everything changes out here, which has been evident even just the week leading up to this event. It just seemed to move left, right. We didn't know which way we were going. We were going to start a Birdsall. Was the event even going to go ahead? It really shows how adaptive these tour companies actually have to be when it comes to it.
They do, but I think it's all part of it. It's part of what the adventure is. Like, never ever go on a tour expecting it's going to run smoothly. It shouldn't be that way. Adventure riding, proper adventure riding, is all about challenging yourself, perceptions, your riding skills, everything. If you look at what many of the overlanders do, they never have plans. They just know they're heading in that general direction.
So then what do you class as an overlander? Like, what's the difference between an overlander and an adventure rider? I mean, this is going to be a whole podcast that we're going to have with you anyway later on in the track, because we're going to be sitting with you and doing another whole episode. But we should do this in the middle of the Simpson. Oh, thanks. Oh, Brendan's here. Well, because we're going to sit down with you and do an actual episode with you in the desert. I think that's probably the best place to do. But let's. What is overlanding? What is adventure riding?
Overlanding is probably what adventure riding was maybe 10 years ago. And since then, when I grew up, what everyone seems to be riding now were dirt bikes or trail bikes. And they've become adventure bikes.
Yeah, right. Like an 890 kind of style? Or
not smaller, 250s. 450s, those sorts of things.
Brendo's little WR weapon.
Back in my day, when I was a kid, like, you would never consider something like that to do serious overlanding. It had to be something big. The GSs and those sorts of bikes. It's changed. It's changed for the better, I think, that it's proven that any bike is an adventure bike, as we said before. Postie bikes, Groms, doesn't matter. Yeah. You jump on it. If it's a challenge, that's an adventure bike. But overlanding is travelling. So you're not just doing a loop in the bush or something like that. You are actually travelling.
One place to another.
Yeah.
One cafe to a pub.
No, they're probably the Ducati riders.
Oh!
I say that because I'm a BMW rider.
Which is no better in any sense of the word.
I had to get it in because someone else would.
We'll all get it into you. But, all right, so, I mean, your expectation for the week. It's first night. Well, really, not the first night. The first night on the row. I mean, you guys have been at the pub for a few nights before that.
We have been at the pub for a few nights. Big nights. I don't have any expectations. I just want everyone to have a good time. Just to get out there. Like I said before, challenge yourself. Push your limits a little bit. Learn something about yourself. Learn something about the country that you're in. You just said today that, you know, not that you found the ride boring, but it was
different.
That's what overlanding is. Sometimes you're just riding in a straight line for hundreds and hundreds of kilometres, but it's what's around you. I personally wouldn't do these rides as quick as these tours do them. One of the other riders asked me the other day what was the quickest I've ever done the Udnadatta track, and it was 3 days.
Wow, 3 days. We did it in like 4 hours.
Yeah. That's because I'll stop and go up different tracks and explore things, and there's a jump up, so you ride out to that and go up it and see what's up there and stuff. You always find stuff. To me, that's adventure riding.
That makes sense, because we, like, you know, Brenda and I rode together, and we'd be able to look to left and right of it, and there'd be nothing, but then there'd be this small little ledge that you just kind of go, ooh, I wonder what's over there, and you'd want to go there, but you know, you're on a time schedule. We stopped at, I think, Coward Springs because we wanted to have a swim there, but everybody was still pushing forward. Yeah. It's like, oh, fuck, we didn't even get a swim there. So I think in the end, we gave it the hump and went and had a swim at Neil's Creek or something and had a great time. So I definitely could see how it would take you 3 days.
Yeah. It's funny that you said, you know, you're riding along and there's nothing there. But if you slow down, which you can't do on these sorts of tours, which is not a bad thing. These tours are about the Simpson Desert. What we're doing now is just a transport stage, really. The challenge is the Simpson, and then the Birdsville track is the next transport back to home. But if you slow down and allow yourself time, do it in a few days, you find lots of things. The landscape's constantly changing, the riding's constantly changing. There's greater history on the Udnadatta track, you know, the rail history, the telegraph history, the indigenous history. It's brilliant. And the Birdsville track's the same, the Simpson's the same. It's slowing down's not a bad thing.
No, I definitely think if we slowed down, I mean, as we've said before, we're still in that bit of an age where we go fast, we do dumb things in the full bush or in some horrible hill, but...
But you're still a young bloke.
Apparently. My soul is old.
Just like the devil.
He's actually got it, mate.
When you get a bit older, you slow down and you appreciate. I mean, we all rode fast when we were young.
Yeah, but now you're driving a car, mate. Every time.
Because someone has to support this thing. For some reason, support drivers drop out.
Well, it was funny. I think you started with an empty ute. Now it's fully loaded. You're even carrying my shoes, my friend.
And I'm carrying 3 Eskies, I think.
All right. Well, look, mate, I can't wait to sit down with you in the desert and we'll have a good chat and actually find out who you are and why we should, you know, read your magazine. But until then, thanks, man.
No worries. Thank you.
Brendo, we're sitting outside of a big pink pub, mate.
Yeah. She looks about the same as what you see in the pictures, mate. Yeah, good to be here finally.
I know. It's our first night on the road. We're at the Udnadatta. How was your day doing?
Yeah, yeah. Earn a data track. Yeah, like you were saying before, mate. There'd be a bit to see on the outsides of the track and that. But yeah, as was mentioned, it's merely the transport stage at the moment. Everyone's G'd up to get to the desert. But yeah, it would be cool to come back here, even in a 4B, I reckon, and go for a bit of a look. But yeah,
I think that's what we were talking about before. We'd set up as a base and then kind of ride, you know, set up a nice little camp area, especially at like the creek or something. Go for a couple of hour ride, come back to the creeks, have a swim, go back out again. It definitely seems to be just endless tracks to explore, especially because it's not fenced. You can apparently just go anywhere.
Yeah, you get that vibe when you sort of got it pinned and heading down the straight dirt track. You're looking out to the sides to break the trip up a bit, and you see some tracks and some hills and some stuff that you wouldn't mind going and checking out. But I think the goal here this week is just to get to the desert, and we'll definitely be back, that's for sure.
Oh, absolutely, man. I look forward to it. But how's your little WR going, mate? Because I had a bit of a spin on it, a bit of a wrap on it, and it's an interesting bike, isn't it?
Yeah.
Love hate, mate. Love hate.
Oh, mate, like I said before, to you, much better than sitting at home. Like
that's your comparison. It's better than sitting at home.
Yeah, well, I mean, it's all to be out here, isn't it? You know, like, we passed a couple of blokes on push bikes today, you know, like, those boys would have been doing it tough.
Yeah, but they somehow managed to get here so fast after we passed them. I reckon they got a lift or they got an e-bike or something because they bloody got here. But, excited for the desert, though?
Yeah, mate, yeah, super keen. Yeah, yeah, might be able to round a few people up, finally.
Yeah, that's it. Everybody looks at you and go, oh, you're struggling now, mate, but you'll get him in the sand. You'll get him in the desert.
Yeah, the old back sore from tucking in and trying to get the top out of that sixth gear. But, yeah, we're getting there. We're getting there. We all arrived at the same time, so.
How did it go riding my big girl after the little one, though?
Yeah, mate, that's a different animal, isn't it? Yeah, it's definitely a good bike for the trip, hey? Yeah, the 500, like, even in the Flinders when we took those little detours, mate, you know, like, sort of those bigger adventure, well, the adventure bike, air quotes, like, you know, you'd struggle to get to places like that. So I think the 500's just the perfect weapon of choice, I think.
Yeah, it was set up good. We had heaps of fuel and all the spares we needed. So just, I reckon me and you on one of them each, both Jake Smith's old race bikes, mate, we might actually have half a chance.
Yeah, sorted out, mate. We'll be here again, for sure.
Yeah, mate, we can just leave the girls in the cars and we'll go for a ride.
Yeah, 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 yeah. Now we'll... Yeah, we'll work on that one.
All right, mate. Well, let's have a few orange juices and waters and go sleep in our very, very spacious tents. And then we'll be in Mount Dare tomorrow.
Sounds good, mate. See you there.
Yep. So we're standing in front of a large pink building. And I'm with Vicky. Hello, Vicky.
Hello, Jeremy. How are you?
I'm very good. I'm very good. I've had a few orange juices. I'm very loose. I'm very happy. I sat on a bike for a little bit. I got a bit of loose hips going.
Wiggle.
Oh, yeah. How was your day?
Awesome. Thank you very much. It was fantastic.
So how did you get onto this?
Frontline Safari. Mates with Miles and the boys from Next Level Dirt Bikes. And actually, a tour of ours that we were doing at all the same time was cancelled. And the boys said, why don't you come along? And it was the best option. You know, like, as they say... Well, no, I can't say that.
Yeah, you can. No, say it. Go on, say it. You can say anything you want on
it put a silver lining on a bad situation. So it was fantastic. And I'm really glad I've come along because it supports a good cause. And I've met a lot of awesome people. So, yeah. And I've had fun.
Oh, absolutely. It's first day. So we've seen you cracking along, having a good time in the desert.
I need a bigger bike by the looks of it, I think.
Yeah. Brendo's on a 250 and you're still smoking him. Don't worry about it. You're fine.
Oh, no. My little one, I think I'm ringing its neck, to be honest. Either that or I need a smaller sprocket, so something's going to give for next year's, that's for sure.
But I mean, I guess we haven't hit the sand yet, which could really break it. You know, you, as everyone keeps saying, the small bike's going to be absolutely awesome in the sand.
Yes. That's what we're waiting for. So the enduro bikes, I find this is more like, what do they call it, a transit section?
Liaison
section for us. And then when we get to the sand, that's when we start to shine. So that's looking forward to that.
Have you been riding for long?
No, I haven't. Only about 3 years, I reckon. I think I went up and watched my first Fink not that long ago, and the bug bit me. And I've been aiming for Fink ever since. But the goalposts always keep changing for Fink, and unfortunately this year it changed for the worse for me, so I have to qualify for it. So I'm going to just go out and do as much as I can. I've got a couple of Yamahas, which I love, and one of them will take me to Fink next year.
So. That's awesome. It is hard when they put that, but I guess they put it for a reason. But
yeah, it is a good reason.
There's so many good events, though, for you to get into before you go, which is also a good thing. You want to have that, you know, a bit of taste behind you.
Yeah, that's right, yep. Like, this is a good introduction for me for the crowds and stuff like that, because I've never done anything with a crowd. And I mean, it's only 50 so people, but it's 50 more people than what I've done, so you know, it's a good stepping stone, and I've enjoyed it thoroughly.
I wouldn't call these drunkards your peers, though, my the loose unit sitting over there, don't worry about them. Their opinion doesn't matter.
Oh, actually, they're all full of good advice.
If they just go faster.
That's right. Just pin it. And it looks like tomorrow I'm giving up my 250 for a 450 and a 500. But we'll see how it goes. I'm happy to sit on my bike.
No, absolutely. At some point, I'm going to give you the 501. You're going to have a crack on that bad boy.
I've seen that one go past several times today.
I don't know what you're talking about. It's probably Brendo, to be very fair. I think you saw me whipping a little bike.
I did see you whipping a little bike, but then you went past me again today too, so you look very good on that one.
I don't apologise for that one.
Apologies needed.
Yeah, I blame Brendan and just Benji, to be very fair.
Oh, yeah, Benji's, you know, he can be blamed for a lot of things this trip so far, and it's not even 2 days in yet.
Yeah, I suppose there's going to be a lot of unplanned pregnancies through the bush, I think, on Benji.
He's sowing his wild seed, the young fella.
Just throwing it out there. All right, well, look, we look forward to catching up with you in the desert, and it's awesome to see you out here riding with, and especially pushing it with the big boys.
Thank you very much. I look forward to spending some more time with you too out in the desert.
I'm so sorry. Don't do that. No, don't say that, because you'll regret it so badly.
No.
But who have you come with, actually?
I've actually come with my partner, Angela, and she's played a little support crew. So she's hanging around with Lee from Traverse, and they're taking a lot of gear for some of the riders and stuff like that. So
I know, I feel so sorry for her. Those two are hanging out with my dad.
Yeah, wow. They're actually having a really good time, which is really sad.
It's horrible, right?
All I see every time I ride past them is they're eating my food and giving me the bird. So I'm not really sure who's having a good time here or not.
Well, they did promise muffins. I think I'm giving up my bike.
Eating them all.
Oh, bah! Well, that's it. Now I'm not getting in. But that's awesome that you were both able to come together as well and do this.
Yeah, that was. It was a really good opportunity. The guys were really open for Angie to come along and just tag along and help out. So, you know, she's enjoying herself too, because she's never done the Simpson. So we've both done the Una Data a couple of times, but we've never been able to make it to the other side. So we're looking forward to that too. So,
and it's such an amazing thing to be, you know, both, you're going to be spending it both together, you know, one night in the desert. It's awesome.
Yeah, with a bunch of hooligans. Have a look at them all.
Hey, just because I got a mullet doesn't mean I fit in with them.
All right, I'll see
you. Oh, rough. All right, this is getting edited and deleted. All right.
Oh, come on now.
Thanks,
we'll
Vicky.
Get nicer.
Liar. All right, thanks for that.
Thanks, Jeremy. See you later.
Right, so that is our day two, I'm guessing. We've done Una Data, and we are now at Mount Dare. It was like a day ride. It was quite nice. We ended up stopping at a creek. I'm not too sure of the creek. I don't actually know where we went. It was all dirt road and just kind of nice hard pack, which was fun. Get some speed going. Plus, we ended up stopping a bit now and being a bit more leisurely. We got the speed out of the way yesterday. Now it's just a bit more of a leisurely cruise. We're taking photos. Everyone's turning up. There has been an incident. I'm not going to comment on it because I don't know anything at this stage. Maybe we'll talk about it at the end. I'm not too sure, but at this stage there's been an incident, but holy moly, the crew and team here are all over it. It's amazing to see them work together so well and so fast. So it's actually really reassuring now that we're about to cross the desert with this much support. It's pretty good. So got dust in my mouth. That's why I'm a bit choky. let's go find some of these Gumby riders to talk to. I see Big Greg Jaeger over there. Let's go chat to this big fella. So we're
there's no other way to do this without being this close? Or?
No, this is how we have to do it. This is how I kind of get my kicks.
You have to touch me up there?
No, I can touch you wherever you want.
It says not to let people touch me there.
Right, so I'm here. We're at Mount Dare. Now, we just rolled in, and you guys are about to roll out. I'm with Greg Jaeger from Ride ADV. What?
There's a truth in there.
I hope so. You're the ones holding the beers and we're talking. But, you guys are heading out back into the desert now. We just arrived.
No, we just had a change of plan.
Why is that?
So we were going to head back out tonight and pre-run out to the Coulson track on the French line. We were going to turn right and come down the Coulson and meet Rob at the rig. The problem's been tonight is we will probably be there 4 or 5 hours before the truck, which means I'm scared of the dark, so we'll be laying in the dark with nothing. There was nothing to gain. So we're going to leave wee hours in the morning and go out and do it, set the arrows up to make sure no one misses the turns.
Right, because yeah, when we arrived, you guys were fueling up and going. But we've had an incident obviously here, and that's kind of changed a few things. But the truck takes a fair whack of time to get across.
Yeah, the truck will travel about 14 kilometres an hour. The cars are in the sort of low 20s, and the bikes, good bikes, will travel in the average 40s, and most people are in the 30s. So the truck's looking at about 140 k's for 10 hours of travel. So that's why we sent out early today.
Mate, that's incredible. But how's your ride been so far the last 2 days?
It's been good. As you know, I brought a 250 along for, I don't know why, there's a couple of big flat sections today. I remember the wind. And it was a little incident in front of you, I think, that I was so absolutely blown away that I got past you that I lost focus for the next corner. How would you describe it?
Absolute Gumby.
Yeah, it was untidy. It was like a pinball. I ricocheted from everything till finally I found the outside and I railed that out. I did rail the last part.
You did rail it.
Yeah, the last part was good, but it was like a ping pong getting to that. Not a ping pong. It was a, what do you call a thing with the flippers?
Yeah, I know what you're doing about. Pinball.
Pinball.
You pinballed. But you came around me and I was kind of cruising, and then you just, I was like, ooh, he's going in this hard, but you just kept wanting to go straight, apparently.
Yeah, I did. Well, see, good radio, I see my hands. I don't get blisters, and I've been on that 250 for 2 days and I got blisters. So.
What happened day one, though, with your tyre, mate?
Oh, well, just didn't get a heat cycle. Just threw the knobs at it. I don't know why. The rep doesn't know why. We set the details back. We've run those tyres for years. Never had none, but it threw every knob bar 3 out of the centre.
So crazy, eh?
On a 28 horsepower fire breathing 250.
But we came to the conclusion that we know what happened.
What was that?
Pies.
Oh, pies. Curry.
Pies, burgers, and curry.
Curry pies.
So are you looking forward to crossing? How many times is it now you're crossing the desert?
A bit over a dozen. Do you know what? Tomorrow I might have a swim in the springs, and I've never swum in Dalhousie Springs. A dozen Simpson crossings and never swum in the springs.
Is it because the 250 is just wrecking you and you need to recoup the body?
No. No, I can't get my head around the whole pull up, take your gear off, go for a swim, come along and try and put, you know how you never dry properly and the socks don't come on. I'm really struggling. All my years have been about the ride, not about the destination. And I'm trying to slow that down and take in the destination a bit more.
Oh, man, it's all about the nude and the ride. That's what I think everybody's kind of getting to.
And you can't do a 9.5 hour crossing and go for a swim.
No, you definitely can't. But it'll be exciting to see you in very little, get that rig out. But it's also very exciting to see you finally fly across the desert.
I've got nothing.
Wow, that's the first time you got nothing. All right, thanks, Greg.
Where's your co-hosts? I miss Alex and Graham.
Well, I miss Alex and Graham, but I think Graham's left us, mate. He's in the Queenslands now.
I really like, don't you like running your fingers through his beard and...
I miss him, but I don't miss the hours of just editing that laugh down to like a regular decibel level.
Hey, have you really listened to that interview? Have you heard how many cans and bottles are getting opened in that caravan that day?
Yeah, it's pretty.
Where's Alex?
Alex is he bought a new house, so he's moving into a house.
Did he use all his Bitcoin or what? No, he had shares, didn't he?
Oh, I think he just owns kind of half of Sydney.
That's what I heard.
Yeah.
But no, we love him and we miss him now.
Now, do they? Do we? Anyway, all right. Thanks, Greg.
See you, mate.
Right, we've pulled up at Mount Dare, and I'm sitting with a fellow rider. What's your name, big fella?
Ant Hanlon.
How are you, big fella?
Good, thanks.
How's your day?
Yeah, grouse.
Is this your first time in the desert?
First time up here, yeah.
How are you finding it?
Yeah, really good. It'll be better next few days, that's for sure.
When we're actually crossing the desert?
Yep, that's it.
How'd you find the kind of liaison between the stages, though?
Yeah, it was good. I guess you've got to do the hard yards to get to the good places, that's for sure. So it was not as exciting, I suppose, as what we'd all like, but it'll get us there.
I guess it's an experience. You can say you've ticked these iconic routes off the off your list.
Yeah, 100%, yeah.
And what are you doing it on?
Husky 501.
The fire-breathing Husky that I've heard.
Yeah, it is a bit of a pig on the juice, that's for sure, but you can blame Joel Stafford for that.
Yeah, well, we'll get to him. But and so, you know, you Simford boys and I guess the group that you're all in had a very eventful trip to get here.
Yeah, no, it was an experience, that's for sure.
late nights for you and long drives, I think, is the best way to put it together.
Yeah, I suppose my mechanical skills and not riding for a few years haven't done wonders, but the boys got me over the edge on Friday night in Whittlesea, and before we knew it, we were at Maree.
Did they get you over the edge or did they push you over the edge, mate?
Oh, they pushed me over the edge.
Big difference.
Yeah, bad influences.
Bad influences. And so what got you to come here? They did? They pushed you?
Yourself, actually.
No.
Justin Malrick, he heard your podcast and then got on to Joel, and Joel was sending me text messages every day to say, you've got to get on board, we've got to do this and get this done, and yeah, here we are.
Oh, well, then I apologise for if it goes really bad now, because now it's my influence that got you.
Nah, don't apologise, it's going to be good.
No, it is going to be good, and I see you boys are ready to race Fink as well, eh?
Nah, I finished up in 2018.
Oh yeah, no more racing.
Nah.
You going to go along?
Yeah, for sure. Yeah, I'll be there. I'll be camping at the 160 for the boys and girls, and yeah.
Awesome, man. Well, thanks for your time, brother. Well, we'll talk to you sometime in the desert with a beer.
No dramas at all.
Thanks. All right, I'm with the big shooter, Joel from Simford. How are you, my friend?
Yeah, good, thank you.
What's been going on?
Just a couple of leisurely days in the desert.
Yeah, I know. How have you found the riding so far?
Fucking horrendous. And brain numbing, but hopefully the next 2 days are worth it.
Yeah, I mean, it's 3 days, I think, in the desert, isn't it?
Well, let's just say we might try and make it two.
Yeah, there's 3 days in the desert. It's going to be a great 3 days. And that's what you've come along to do, the crossing supported?
Absolutely, but I don't do tents. So this 2 days in a tent is not appealing at all.
It is a two-man tent, but you are a big rig, so I think it's definitely a four-man for you.
Oh, it's going to be that more than that, I tell you. The old set the tent up the first night, I don't know about the second night. It's not going to go back in the bag the way it came out, that's for sure.
Yeah, I've heard, mate, it's a bit rushed, but what are you riding here?
The bike I rode at the 4 day last weekend, Husky FE350.
Yeah, I saw that. You guys got your 4 day stickers on it. That's commitment, mate.
It's embarrassing because I had a 500 for it last year and then I sold it and then I just didn't get time to get another 500. So 350 it is.
And how does it perform out here, my friend?
It's horrible because the 6 gear is terrible compared to the 500.
Yeah, it has it on juice.
It's actually really good, but it'll come into its own tomorrow. Don't worry about that.
Yeah, they're saying that the smaller bikes are going to show up the big bikes, and I hope that's the way it is, because Brendo's been on a 250 and he's been struggling at 105, so there better be some fucking light at the end of his tunnel.
Race day one starts tomorrow.
Yeah, we're about to hit scrutineering, mate. We're going to get your numbers. Absolutely. I see you geared up.
2 days of racing coming up.
But I think you boys, you've packed more beer than fuel, I think. That's the only problem.
Oh, I think we've actually packed way too much beer and we've drank too much, but it's all part of the fun.
Yeah, I heard you guys were thinking about getting a drum of fuel and a couple of slabs dropped in the desert.
Well, we're actually hoping for a chopper to do that, but we can't find one.
The old Simford money coming into its own.
Justin Malrick, Malrick Drainage, he was the one that started that idea, but he hasn't come through.
Oh, all talk, no show. Well, that's what happens when a guy just roosts you. He just wants to break your heart.
Yeah, so we're just going to turn into a 3 day race now.
Oh, that's all right. From pit stop to pit stop. That's how fast you're going
to
go.
Start at the back, get to the front. That's the plan.
But how have you found the event so far? Just from a tour kind of perspective.
Organisation wise, absolutely awesome. Like Ant said, the only reason we got on board was because Justin listened to your podcast with Robert Cox and Benji. And Clay, and it actually got us excited to have a crack, and it's been awesome so far.
I think it is good because it kind of gives us all a bit of a taste of the desert. If you want to come back later on and have a crack by yourselves, it kind of gives you the information you need.
Oh, absolutely, and even just the storytelling, and that's all part of the fun. And you know, after the day's riding and all the bullshit that goes on, it's pretty cool.
Oh yeah, there seems to be a lot of bullshit, but especially amongst you boys, because I think you always last in the pub to bullshit.
Yeah, well, especially when I take over the jukebox.
Mate, you are the fucking jukebox. Let's not take that away. But it'll be good to see you boys in Des. We'll have a few beers and have a few laughs, and hopefully you guys will stay out of trouble.
Yeah, and I'll be looking for that first place trophy.
Yeah. All right, well, we've just had the big shooter on. Now we're with the little shooter. Who am I with?
You got Justin Mellerick here.
G'day, mate. How are you?
I'm going well. Going well.
Having fun?
I am. Having absolute ball. Long roads, but it's all right.
I guess it's, as we said before, it's kind of one of those tracks you can at least tick off the bucket list if you haven't been to the desert yet.
Yeah, it is good. They are sort of a bit long. There's plenty to look at, though, if you're into that nothing.
Yeah, we are. We're into the nothing. We love the nothing. That's pretty much what goes on in our heads, mate. Especially yours. There's a lot of nothing that goes on up there.
Especially yesterday morning.
Yeah, you boys were very dirty. You were so dirty you forgot to pack water.
Yeah, water and gloves.
But you were very quick to blame that on your missus.
Yeah, and then she told me last night that they were in your bag, but I didn't see them.
Mate. So what are you riding?
I'm on a KTM 500 for this trip. It's going well.
It's got the four-day sticker still on it.
Yeah, I did ride it last week in the four-day, which was good.
Did you at least like clean it or service it or something before you brought it
here? Yeah, got fresh oil.
And a moose.
Yeah, that's about it.
Very controversial. It's been one of those topics around everybody saying moose is worrying that won't last, but you boys seem to be holding up all right.
Yeah, it seems to be going well. I think, yeah, plenty of lube and it seems to be going all right. Joel's is struggling a little bit, but yeah, we're getting there.
Yeah, that's that's just the pure brute of his 350 absolutely destroying it. So you're the one that got onto the Frontline Safari there, mate.
It is, mate. Yeah, I listened to your podcast, actually, and I'm not sure which order, whether it was, might have been Coxie's one first, then Clay's, and then Benji's. And I'm like, what a ripper bunch of blokes, and thought, you know what, we've got to be a part of this. And I sent it to the big shooter. Didn't say anything, just sent him the podcast link. And 2 days later, he rang me and said, we're going.
That's awesome. And so, has it lived up to what you expected?
Oh, 100% so far. And we haven't even hit the best bit yet, so it's going to be good.
It's been a lot of mayhem leading up to it with, you know, track closures and flipping-flopping from location to location, but still they've pulled off an epic event.
Yeah. Well, I think that's just all part of the adventure. It's not over till it's over, and you just adapt and make it work.
Absolutely. I think that's what they said at the start. An adventure ride kind of is that from the start all the way to the end.
That's it. Totally agree.
But you're also the president of a little club, aren't you, mate?
Yeah, I've taken over the presidency of Dime Valley Motorcycle Club, which when Roachy stood down. So, yeah, we're getting it done. We're getting plenty of entries and getting plenty of people into racing, which is really good.
Yeah, you guys, it hurts me to say this, but Victorians are definitely stepping up with racing and events. It's I say it with gritted teeth, but you guys are definitely at the forefront of you know, hard enduro sprints, all that kind of stuff, especially the four-day. It's after a long hiatus, it was great to see such an awesome event.
It was really well put together. A lot of hard work for many people, you know, all the checkpoints and the amount of horsepower it takes to run an event like that, but it was done really well, and it was a pleasure to ride. It was, you know, good banter amongst mates, and it was a good, well, week really.
Yeah. All that walking.
Yeah, I didn't do any walking.
No, I don't think any of you boys look like your walkers, but you had a good crack, and you got here late, and you're still on the beers today, so you're still winning, mate.
Yeah, well, you can't stop winning out here.
All right, well, then we'll see you in the desert somewhere, my friend.
Thanks, mate.
All right, Mount Dare in the campsite. We found my friend. Miles, how are you, mate?
That's a loose term. I'm good, thank you very much.
Don't say loose, we are friends.
We are friends.
Loose friends.
Loose friends, you know how it goes.
How's your day been, mate?
Well, it's been a ripper day. I took the lead today, so it was I was on point pretty much most of the day, and had to keep my game tight.
Very tight.
Very tight today.
It was a big game today.
Yeah, it was good. It was from the start this morning, we were up the front and up, you know, just kept it on all day. Mm.
Yeah, it was definitely a good deviation from where we were originally going to go. It was quite nice.
Yeah, we had to change the plan quite dramatically because the Rangers had closed the track over to, where was it? Dalhousie. Yeah, sorry, Dalhousie. And so therefore we had to sort of reinvent the ride fairly quickly, and but we pulled it together. We stopped at a nice place for, had a swim at lunchtime, and then pushed on in the afternoon and rides at Dalhousie for a cup of tea in the afternoon.
It was nice. We originally planned to go to the centre of Australia, but that obviously never happened. We've had a little incident, and that unfortunately delayed it. But that's an amazing amount of planning you did, like in an hour.
Yeah, look, I think, you know, some of my background was, you know, detailed planning and that sort of stuff, and I won't go into that. But at the end of the day, you know, being able to pin together tracks and appreciate the time and space that we need to cover with the time that we can do it with clients is probably one of our fortes and how we run ourselves. So it was, had we have not had a lady with respect come off and had to call the RFDS to, you know, ex-filler out of Mount Dare, we probably would have had time to go from Mount Dare up to Charlotte Waters, across to Apatula, Fink, and then down to the Centre of Australia, Geographical Centre of Australia, Lambert's Corner, you know, have a look there and then come home again.
I mean, as I said, that's an awesome amount of planning to do in such a short time. We only I caught wind of it, you guys planning it early this morning, and because today was going to be a very cruisy day, but you guys managed to make it another next level adventure.
Why not? At the end of the day, that's what we do.
So you are excited to cross the desert though?
Yeah, 100%. I've done it a few times, so it's one of those things I look forward to. Look, it's not a race, it's not Fink, no one's Toby Price here, so at the end of the day, you know, we're all here to have a good time. It's a charity ride, you know, and I hope the clients remember that. We're all here to, you know, stop, take photos, have a chat, meet people that you wouldn't normally associate with or simulate with, and that sort of stuff, you know, and have a good time. At the end of the day, sit around the campfire, have a cup of tea or a cold beer or whatever takes your fancy, if it's like Chris Field and Fluffy Duck, you know. And a
couple of wines and rosés.
Couple of Merlots, I think.
And a cruiser.
And a cruiser. Passion pop cruiser. And, you know, have a yarn around the campfire, maybe talk about some big boys' issues and that sort of stuff, or big girls' issues as well, you know, and that sort of stuff. But it was a ripper day today, you know. Going back, we passed, and I was up the front, so I waved to all the ladies doing it for Dolly, all female Simpson Cross.
Yeah, Dolly's Dream.
Dolly's Dream, I think it was, you know. So there was a few, you know, key figures there, sort of waved at and said good day to as we sort of cruised past. It was good. It was a good day.
Yeah, no, it was an awesome day. You put in a few Ks, which is good. It kind of tested everyone's bikes as well to see their fuel range, because we're about to hit the Simpson tomorrow, so it was good to see what everybody was capable of.
Yeah, absolutely. Look, all the bikes went really well. I think we've only sort of done one tyre so far and a set of wheel bearings out of, I think it's 47 bikes in total or something like that. I don't even know the total number with the sweeps and that sort of stuff and what we've got here. It's a big number, you know, but yeah, to do one tyre instead of bearing so far has been pretty good.
Yeah, no, absolutely. Well, I look forward to seeing you in the desert, mate, and having a few beers with my friend.
No worries, keep up.
Day four. Day three, we didn't record anything because we kind of got in late and I was... Yeah, everybody was having a hard time. Everyone had time, so we left it. We're day four now. It's been a long day in the dunes. Actually, not really. It's been a good day in the dunes, really. And we're here at another campground. I can't tell you what it is, but my next guest will tell me. Benji, record holder, tuner. What's going on, man?
How you going, Jeremy? It's good to be back again.
Yeah, mate. We're just doing a bit of recap for the day, for the 2 days. How's your 2 days been? You've really improved. Me and Brenda have been watching you ride. You've been absolutely killing it.
Mate, I'm actually really happy with how the bike's performing. I'm really happy with how I'm performing. Because there's been so many dunes and so many corners, I've really been able to work on my cornering and work on a few techniques to get that right. And as the bike's got lighter throughout the day, those left-handers and just tearing through the dunes has been absolutely incredible. So much fun.
It's been awesome to watch you progress. We still overtake you, so I still want my T-shirt that says, I am the fastest man across the desert. But we'll get there one day.
We're not across the desert yet, mate.
Oh, you are so going down now, mate. We are not even going to wait for you once.
I'm going to leave at midnight tonight. Put my name at the bar and then straight to Marie.
Yeah, well, there's a reason you want to get to Marie tomorrow, isn't there, you dirty dog? Anyway, have you found the riding, though?
Mate, it's been awesome. Like, I can't believe I did this with so much luggage last time, but last time I did it from Birdsville to Mount Dare. Now I'm going Mount Dare back, and it feels like a completely different ride. And, yeah, the dunes are great. There's been great dudes in the dunes with us. Vicky Cox, the last girl left standing, she's doing an amazing job on a little 250. And, you know, every now and then we just pull up on a dune, look out over the horizon, awesome views, and just watch all the other bikes pass by. And, yeah, it's been great. Been awesome.
Yeah, we had a nice little moment, the four of us. We sat up in the dunes. I think there was five of us, actually. We sat in the dunes for about an hour, just watched the sun go around. There was no real rush to get here, waiting on the truck and things like that. So we just kind of enjoyed the day, which was actually quite nice, quite peaceful, quite tranquil. We were having a nice moment. The new Brenda and Rob fucking turn up. We're like, well, there goes the moment.
Yeah, you guys only just got your clothes back on, I'm pretty sure. Was that how it looked, what it looked like to us? But anyway.
Mate, we don't even need to take our clothes off anymore, mate. It's been 4 days, mate. No clothes need to come off now.
No one wants to get that kid off.
No.
You got baby wipes, right? I can borrow those.
Yeah, I got the baby wipes. Brendo's currently lathering up in baby wipes, but they seem to be very popular now. We're second day without a shower, and the smell is quite strong, quite strong.
Everyone's your friend when you got baby wipes in the desert.
Yeah, I'm only charging one wipe from per person who takes a wipe, so that's all you have to do.
I also noticed how many friends I had when they saw that I had 30 litres of fuel in my bike.
Yeah, we did a hot lap, a hot fuel on the Simford boys when they came through. I think we filled up some of their bikes. Yeah,
plenty of friends there.
So. Yeah. Thank you for that, Benji.
Well, so for anyone at home who doesn't know, because I had 30 litres of fuel, the bike was incredibly heavy, but it was way too much for the range we were doing today. So we just thought, and it was pumping out the back breather hose, right under my exhaust. So it was a little bit scary with the smell of petrol rolling around through the dunes today. So we just
lucky you weren't going fast enough for the bike to get too hot, though, mate.
Well, I couldn't go fast with that much fuel on board.
Oh, here we go.
You know, my clutch and all my steering cabinet wasn't working. Oh. But, yeah, so got the siphon hose out and the boys just lined up. I think we pulled 12 litres out of it. And, yeah, finished the day nice and light. It was great fun. Awesome day.
No, awesome day. We're off to Burrsville tomorrow and then back to Maori in the next day. So it should be a good couple of days and we'll see how everyone is. I'm really excited to pull this microphone out on a Saturday night when everyone back in Maori after about 9 hours on the bike heading home. I think it's going to be a fair amount of good quality content for the podcast.
Mate, I think getting up to Big Red and Burrsville tomorrow, for a lot of guys in the trip, I mean, we've got nearly 40 riders around, and you see towards the end of the day, a lot of guys are getting really, really fatigued. You know, adventure bikes fully loaded with panniers. So for some of these guys out here, it's going to be a massive once-in-a-lifetime achievement to get through the desert, something they can, a bucket list item they can do. So it'll be really great to see the look of happiness on their face, especially like I know some guys that were really struggling and were going to pull the pin yesterday, see them get through today. Tomorrow's going to get easier again, so it'll be great to see that.
Absolutely. There's a few guys coming in with their eyeballs hanging out their heads, so it'd be good to get them through and at least we'll have a beer in Burrsville. Or a lemonade. I'm looking forward to lemonade so fucking much.
Yeah, look, I'm looking forward to just rolling straight into the pub in all of my riding gear and, yeah, just ordering Jack Daniels and Coke maybe.
All right, I'll get lemonade, you get a Jack, and we'll have a good time.
Done.
Sweet. Thanks, Benji.
Cheers, mate.
So we've just wrapped up day four. We've gone from one place to another place, but the best person to describe that one place to the other place is Miles, fearless leader, deflated ass man. What's been going on?
Not much. Working hard and going broke today, I can tell you.
Going broke?
Oh, I don't know about going broke, but, you know, it's a tough day. Well, it wasn't a tough day in the office. It was a good day in the office. We all whooped along. We all got here in pretty good time. Everyone was happy.
Yeah, well... Yeah, I think we because yesterday we got in a bit late. Everyone's a bit tired. I didn't actually get a recap on yesterday. So let's take in day three, day four. We started day three at Unadatta. Yeah. We went to Dalhousie Springs, had a bit of a swim. We saw some very horrific things.
I need to correct you. Unadatta to Mount Deer down to.
Oh, that's right. Went to the unit. Yeah. Yeah, fuck, yeah. I don't know. I don't even know what day it is.
And then we had a bit of a swim and there were some things that should not be mentioned on podcast.
No, we'll mention it. You got out butt naked and had looked two deflated balloons hanging off your hips. That's what I saw.
That's what happens when you get old. When you get old, like, just skin hangs off you, man. I can't, what can I say? Like, but I'm 53 and keep up, you know. That's why they put me at the front each day and every day.
So we do see these two sad balloons flying in the breeze.
That's me, man. That's me. It's just on the back of a KTM 500 just whipping along.
Full send. But so we went, okay, so we went to Dalhousie Springs and then we did how many Ks to the campground?
Oh, I think it might have been about 170 off the top of my head. Like, I'd have to recap, but it was about 170. It was a big day. It was about 250 all up. Yeah, something around about there and got to camp last night, set up and got a, you know, good feed and everyone sat around and did a bit of kumbaya and...
Oh, it was a pretty quick night though. There was a lot of sore and sad people by the time we got to camp last night.
Look, I heard snoring at 6:30.
Oh yeah, we all heard. Yeah, we heard that one. Yeah, that was a crazy night. But I think that just shows because that was the first real sand section.
Yeah, it was. You know, the morning was like clay pan and some fairly quick open sections. Then we sort of hit the sand dunes. You know, not some really sand dunes. Hit some whoopee sections and some soft sand, and it sort of sorted everyone out. And people started to slow down a little bit and sort of strung the group out. You know, the quick guys. There's some really quick guys here, by the way. Were on point with us up the front, and then you know the other guys were just. You know, they cut their teeth in the sand, so to speak. And I sort of gave a brief at lunchtime and at Pernie Bore and said, you know, to treat this as a nursery ride. We put some quick guys with some slow guys just to give them some tips for young players. You know, we identified a few fast riders or some skilled sand riders and linked them up with some slower guys just to get everyone through. And I think that's the art of having a good ride. You know, the fast guys are really, really happy to help some of the slower guys. And they sort of like bonded, you know. It was a good day, good afternoon.
Especially today, it was really cool to see that we went in reverse grid, as the race boys like to call it. But the slower guys went out and then the fast guys caught up. But they didn't just overtake and keep going. They were really, really kind of mixing it up and helping everyone out. Even though they got here in record time, they definitely helped out a lot of people.
Look, I don't know what record time is, but certainly...
The time the Simford boy said.
Oh, well, that was pretty quick, I can tell you. Look, I got in 48 minutes before the first Simford guy got...
Yeah, and they left like fucking...
Yeah, I know. Look, though, like, I'm not saying I was quick, but... I think it was 48 minutes, because I actually set just to see what I... No, thank you. I set my stop... As soon as I got in, I stopped my relive. I started my stopwatch, and that will be my start time for tomorrow.
Yeah, right.
Just so I can stay up the front, because these guys are super fast. When they got in, they actually said, like, they stopped. I said, oh, you know, you guys are going pretty quick. And they were like, oh, we stopped this guy, we helped this guy, we took some photos here, you know, like we did, you know, 1,000 push-ups each, blah, 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 blah. So it was, you know, the mix going from the fast guys, not they didn't blow through the slow guys. They actually stopped and helped and chitty-chatted and that sort of stuff. So it was it's been great, you know. And at the end of the day, this is not 500-kilometre fink race. You know, this is a charity ride and we're here for a good cause. So it's been fantastic.
Absolutely, I think it's really shown it. But and we've talked to some of the back end guys, and they've really learnt and kind of got through it by the end, which is great to know, especially as we're so close to the end. I think even some people are saying, "Oh, I wish there was just a little bit more to Dunes to go." I mean, they weren't saying that last night, but it's good to see that tonight they're saying it.
Yeah, it is. You know, the spirits in the camp tonight are really, really high. You can always tell that by the chatter. You know, if it was a very quiet camp and people weren't talking and that sort of stuff, I'd be a little bit concerned and probably be reassessing how we did business next time. But the chatter around the camp is quite good. The morale's quite high. Everyone's talking, everyone's socialising, that sort of stuff. You know, the ride itself today wasn't overly hard. People refer to it as the Dunes of Death and the French Line, that middle section. You know, when you're going sort of west to east, the dunes, they're sort of like chopped out at the start. But as you sort of head towards Birdsville, the dunes do get larger, but the distance between them is more spaced out. Therefore, there's, you know, as you saw today, you know, the clay pans and that sort of stuff. So you do get a bit of a chance to rest, albeit for only 30, 40 seconds as you, you know, blow through them if you want to. But if you want to stop and take a picture, because some of those clay pans, they're quite spectacular. They really are something to see.
Oh, well, yeah, I think it wasn't the last dune, but it was kind of the last dune before the first salt pan. We end up posting up there for about an hour, just sit there, had some food, bit of a reflection time. It was bloody awesome, and it's quite sad to see the last kind of one of them disappear, because yeah, the dunes of desire was actually quite fun. And then when you realize you kind of come to the end of them, it's quite a sad time.
Yeah, look, I say to people that haven't been out here before, you know, if you're going to take one photo, take 100, because, you know, you can never take enough photos of being in the desert. You know, the vista out here, or the views or whatever you want to see, you can't take in enough. And I've done it a few times now where I actually scroll back through and I show people my photos. I'm like, damn, I wish I'd taken more of the. Damn, I wish I'd taken more there. You know, I wish I'd take more photos of the camps at night, and, you know, more all that sort of arty stuff that I like to get into, just to... you know, for my own sort of recollection, because every hill is totally different. You know, every vista is totally different. You can be looking north and it's one view, and look south and you go like, wow, that is just amazing.
I couldn't imagine, like, I've got way too many photos now, but like...
you never have enough, Jeremy.
Oh, fuck, I think you can. But you go over a dune and like the landscape would just change every time.
Yeah, 100%. It just changes, you know. Within a kilometre, it can change from a salt pan to an arid section to a nice green section. I've never seen it this green, by the way. And I've been in a few deserts around the world, and it's quite stunning at the moment. The bird life is quite amazing. I don't know if you noticed, I was whooping along today and I had like flocks of budgies just taken off in front of me, and it was amazing.
That's probably because you hit your head at some point, mate. I didn't see no fucking budgies out here.
No, it was like a old bloody Roadrunner cartoon, mate, fucking whizzing around in front of me. But I think I scared them all away anyway. It's a 500.
500 or dementia kicking in, mate, one of the two.
I don't know. Come on, man. Give me a break, brother.
But no, so what's the plan for tomorrow now, my friend?
All right, so out of here, we're going to get back onto the French line up to Popel's, and then that's another, like, you know, 45 k's of whooped sand, which is going to be fun. And then we head north for around about 18 k's, but that's salt pan. So there's going to be a little bit of fast riding.
At 100 kilometres an hour, which is speed limit.
100%, because safety first. So, yeah, going up for about 18 k's through the clay pans, and then we hang a righty and head east down to Birdsville. About 160 k's thereabouts of dunes. The dunes are really kind of like more spread out, but they are bigger, and you need to be, you know, have your wits about you, start looking for bull bars and bits and pieces. But then, you know, once we sort of hit Big Red, we might have a play there. and then back onto the clay tar and clay road and into to Bairnsdale for a cup of tea.
Bairnsdale?
Oh, sorry. Birdsville. I just want to go home.
Bairnsdale. Far out. I was like, Jesus, how fucking left did we go?
So that's Bairnsgannistan.
How south did we just end up, mate?
I'm only one can deep too, by the way. Jeepers.
It's those budgies coming back, mate.
Oh, they are. It must have been a big day anyway.
And then roll into to Birdsville for what about lunch, you reckon?
Oh, look, I think the quick guys, if we get out of here around about 5:30 in the morning, I think some of the quick guys will be there around about, you know, 12-ish, thereabouts. And I think the slower, you know, I don't want to say the slower guys or the rear markers, but, you know, the guys that are just having a good time stopping and taking photos and taking it all in, I think they should be there sometime between 2 and 5. Yeah, you know, so...
Wow, 12 hours.
Well, you know, if you take your time and there's... It's an individual thing, you know. There's no race here. You know, to be honest, I reckon I can do it from here to there in about 3 hours. You know, maybe 2:40 type stuff. And I reckon a slow marker would probably do it in 5 to 7 hours if they want to stop to have lunch at a Salt Pan or Popel's. You know, you go to Popel's and have a look at the three borders where they meet up and that sort of stuff. You can probably spend half an hour there, no dramas.
Yeah, right. I guess it's...
things to see.
Yeah, I mean, that's been half my issue while I'm so slow, because fuck, I've just been taking photos of everything. Yeah, having a look, ooh, taking photos. I mean, I was the only one that find the Tesla charging station in this whole desert.
Yeah, look, you know, Birdsville isn't there's no podium there.
No, it's not. Just beer, apparently. Just and lemonade, man. Fuck, I need lemonade, eh?
I'm looking forward to that lasagna and steak topper.
Oh, God, lasagna, lemonade. But and then quite a long liaison home.
Yeah, it is. Look, going down the Birdsville track, it's a ripper run, but it can be a little bit boring, I guess, for some people that are looking for something a little bit fruity and to, you know, wrap on for something. But it's not really. It's a, you know, they drive triple bogey, you know, cattle trucks down there, so, and fuel tankers run up it. So it is a run down there. The pub there, you know, halfway, Mangarangi, it's a ripper. It's an iconic place to stop for the burgers. They are just fantastic.
That's all we've been eating, though.
But, oh, no, I'm a bit burgered out. You know, and I don't even eat meat. Jeepers. But that said, it's a good run. You know, last time me and Josh did it, you know, we did it in, I think, about 7 hours, but we were just side by side and a little bit wide open for most of it. So it was a really good run down. We had good fun. The vistas are great because you may think you've seen flat land in the past, you know, maybe going up to Echuca or, you know, out west, you know, the Hay Plains or, you know, way out west of Queensland, that sort of stuff. But it's not as flat as the Birdsville track.
Oh, that's exciting to see. Something just long, open, and very boring by the sounds of it.
Well, it's a little bit boring, but if you haven't seen it for the first time, like, I was pretty stunned by, wow, that's pretty amazing.
Yeah, right, okay.
And there's some really old cars there. You know, most of the stations have got old cars marking the entrance and that sort of stuff. So, you know, 1950s type Plymouths and Dodgers and that sort of stuff. They're pretty cool. And
that's mad.
They're mad. So they're good to stop and take photos of. And, like, yeah, I'm out in the desert, you know, check out this old car that I've come in. It's like Bonnie and Clyde stuff, you know.
Awesome. Well, look, I look forward to the next couple of days, mate. We're almost there. And it's been an absolute honour to do it with you, my friend. I look forward to another next level adventure tour.
I think we know what's... we both know what's coming next level.
We can't talk about it. No, we can't talk about it, but there's something coming. There's something big coming.
No worries. It's been a pleasure. Thank you. Keep up.
Thank you. Oh, fuck. I did it again.
Twice.
All right. Found another lucky punter that made it all the way here on day 4. What's your name, big fella?
Joe Hallam is my name.
And how'd you go today? How's your whole trip been, mate?
Well, it's been good. I've been at the back of the pack, but it hasn't worried me. I'm a bit slower than the rest, but it's been good.
It'd be nice at the back, because we've...
I don't get any dust, I don't get anything.
It's no, good. We've been at the back taking photos and things. It's quite an easy cruise.
Yeah. I even took my jacket off today and just cruised along at a slower speed, and plenty of hydration there because it was cooler today and it was nicer.
You just want to get those guns out, mate. Just flex the big old DR and your guns at the same time.
That's it.
And so this is your first time in sand?
First time in sand ever.
And how'd you find it?
Oh, it's pretty tough.
What you expected, though?
Probably tougher than I expected, yeah. Actually, yeah. But yesterday was tougher than I expected. Today was about what I thought it would be like.
Yeah, I guess today there was a bit of water in the sand. Yesterday we kind of got to the dunes a bit late in the afternoon. Yeah. They're a bit softer.
Oh, yeah. And I was the last one, so I was soft.
Real soft.
Oh, yeah. I got to the point I thought, geez, I don't know if this is me. But it's been really good.
Yeah, because what are you riding?
It's a DR650. It's pretty heavy. It's probably one of the heavier bikes of the whole lot. And... yeah, it's probably more for fire trails and things down around Canberra than it is for the sand dunes, but it's done the job.
Mate, you've got here.
I thought that's pretty good. After last night, I thought I didn't know whether I would.
No, you got here, and we've only got, what, another 180, 200 Ks to Birdsville. You've got this.
I reckon we've got it.
You've probably got all the fuel for all of us to get there.
Well, I haven't got as much as this bloke. We call him Exxon Valdez. He's got a lot more than us. You need to interview him in a minute.
Yeah, I think he's got shares in Chevron, mate. Look at the fuel on that thing.
You need to fill him up for the rest of the trip back to bloody Maree, I don't reckon.
The government gave him subsidies just to fill his bloody tanks up. Look at the size of the thing. Yeah. But no, so you're looking forward to Birdsville?
Yeah, I am.
You've been there before?
I have been there once.
In a car?
In an aeroplane, actually.
Oh, that's completely cheating, mate.
Yeah, flew in there once. 12 months ago.
Oh, that's not too bad. And how'd you get onto the front line?
Oh, these guys here, there's a group of them actually rang me one day and said, you want to join us? And I just said, yeah, it sounds great.
That's awesome.
What was that? Yeah.
Good way to raise money and see The Simpsons at the same time.
Yeah, it's been bloody unreal.
Yeah, you had a good time?
Yep.
Excellent, mate. Well, look, I look forward to having beer with you in Birdsville, and we can get your story when we get to Maree and see how you pulled up.
Good on you.
Thanks, mate. Thank you very much. Cheers. All right. Day four still. I've run into another lucky participant of the Frontline Safari. Who I've got?
Murray McCleary.
G'day, Murray. What's going on?
Oh, just cruising, having a beer. Just got fixed up after the ride. Giving a bit of moral support to mate Gav there.
All the oral support you can give to get through the next couple of days. Have you found the last few days of riding?
Pretty tough, as always, across the desert. It's hard going. We were right down the back, so we had a few drops, and yeah, it was good. We rode together all day, and yeah, we got here eventually. So,
have you done it before?
I've done a double crossing before with Ride ADV, so yeah, that was a good event, and this is just the same. Been great so far, and hopefully we'll get into Birdsville tomorrow and have a beer and go from there.
And then do another long liaison all the way back to Maree.
Back to Maree for a couple more beers, and then drive back to Sydney.
Oh,
so yeah, looking forward to it.
On the bike though?
No, in the car.
Smart man. So how'd you get onto the Frontline Safari?
I came off the bench late about 2 months ago. Gavin's riding partner had a stroke and couldn't make the event. So Gav rang me because we'd done it before the Simpson double with Ride ADV. And so Gav rang me and said, hey, can you come along? And hopefully I'll get across the desert this time. So that's how I ended up here about 2 months ago. Lincoln from Chris Watson sorted out my bike, and yeah, it's been good.
What are you riding?
I've got a Serif X 450 08 model with a 15-litre front tank and a 5-litre rear.
Ooh, it's a good bike. The Sierra 450s are a good bike, especially that year, 06 to 08. Oof, they're good bikes.
Great bike, yeah. So that's why I can't get rid of it. So I just hung on to it, and it's been a good ride. Yeah, out here in the desert. I've had the suspension done, and yeah, it's been great. Haven't ridden since 2019, so this is my I've had a few injuries and body parts removed, so I've had to you know, just get used to it again. So
you sound pretty much your bike fit. That's what you're trying to tell me.
Correct, bike fit.
No excuses being laid there at all.
Not at all. But you know, it's been real good. So looking forward to getting into Birdsville.
Yeah, mate. I think we all are. We're all going to sit down, have a beer, and feel like we've actually done something.
Excellent.
All right.
See you in there.
Cheers, mate.
Bye.
All right. Still day four. I've seen a crazy injury, but who am I with now, mate?
Gavin Mark here.
And how are you doing?
Oh, hard work for me. Not as skilled a rider as some of the others.
What are you talking about, mate? I've seen you flying around. What are you talking about?
Yeah, flying down the track, I think. So I showed you this little looks like a bloody golf ball on my leg.
Pants down, here we go.
Look at that, mate.
Mate, fuck. How's that? We should name that.
We should name it, I think.
It's a hell of a bruise. It's sitting out nice and proud.
I think it needs a postcode, mate. Yeah. No, so it's been...
It needs Australian citizenship, mate. That's what it needs.
It does. Yeah, no, it's been hard work, but I'm glad I made it this far. I did a first attempt with the Ride ADV guys a few years ago when Muzz did the double crossing you just spoke to. But on that trip, I spent the entire day and didn't get very far on a DR. I dropped it heaps of times and injured myself and stuff. So on a WR 250 this time, so 250R. And obviously, a much better, much easier for me.
But yeah, no, you look like you're floating along.
Yeah, and I'm all right. I think when I get my head in the zone, I'm okay. Then I float along, but when my head gets out of the game and I suddenly freak out about something, that's when the stacks happen. But just got to pick it up and keep going.
Absolutely. I think there was one moment though, mate, today. I think I picked you up. I think I came around a corner, and I saw this little hand just sitting above the bike, just waving me down.
Well, the thing about that one was it pinned my leg down, so I was a bit stuck. And I was impressed that you could sit on your bike, lean across, and lift the bike off my leg. So that's quite a feat of strength, I think.
No. I was just like, oh, this poor fella, he needs some real help. I'm going to get him out. But now you've had to say this is obviously your first full crossing then.
Yeah. First attempt at full crossing.
Mate, that's awesome.
Yeah.
No sand riding at all?
Oh, look, I did the 2018, whatever it was, attempt out here, and I've been to Stockton a couple of times, but in the last in the last few years with COVID and everything, I have hardly been out. So haven't done a lot recently, but I'm getting a lot of good instructions from my riding mate who keeps stopping me and saying, get on the bloody pegs and look far ahead and get the weight off the front. And when I do all those things, it works. And when I start concentrating, it doesn't work. So,
but I mean, the great thing about this, it's not a race. I mean, we're all just going at a nice leisurely pace, taking photos, having a look around. And I think that's probably the best way to be doing it.
Yeah, no, absolutely. And that's what I kept thinking today, that it didn't matter how long it took me. I knew the truck was way behind. So I knew that after a few dunes, if I started feeling I was getting a bit fatigued, I'd just stop, have a sip of water, have a bit of a break, and then keep going.
Mate, that's awesome. Well, it's good to see you out here. It's been fun to poke along behind you and then come up alongside, especially get some good footage of you, mate. There'll be heaps of footage of you.
Yeah, no, that's awesome. But good to have you on the ride as well, mate. And thanks for helping me today.
No, anytime, mate. All right, we'll have a beer in Birdsville and we'll talk shit in Murray.
For sure. Cheers, mate.
All right, day four. We are here with Ant. Ant, what's going on?
Not a lot. Just after a cracking day.
Cracking day. You cracked it for sure, mate.
I had a ball today. It was unreal.
No, it was awesome to actually watch you because we got to go out in reverse grid, as you like guys like to call it, seeing as it's all a race to you. The slower riders went out and then you guys came up at the rear, but it was great to be able to sit on the side bit while we're taking photos and actually take photos of you guys full clap go past.
Yeah, no, it was a real good day. Bit of rain last night and made it prime conditions.
Prime is the best example for it. I know you guys got here in what, like 2.5 hours?
Yeah, we got here, I think it was about 10:30, so what time did we leave? And we stopped a bit up along the way for photos and whatnot. Bit of a chat to you along the track.
Yeah. Oh, you think we did a hot fuel as well, mate? You came in quick, gave you some fuel and off you went.
Yeah, that was it, yeah.
That helped you so you didn't have to roll off anymore on the throttle.
Yeah, I think I went through 7.5 or 8 litres or something on the way.
Mate, that you were just sucking in the fuel. But then it's been a good little trip. Have you enjoyed the Simpson so far?
Yeah, 100%. Unreal. All for a good cause too, so... Yeah, it's been good. Meet a heap of different bunch of blokes from all over the country. So, yeah, it's been good.
And is the riding exactly how you expected it once you hit the Simpson?
Yeah, I'd spoken to a couple of mates that had done it, and they said that there's the road sections, obviously, and then once you get into the Simpson, it's like a sand motocross track and pretty much exactly what it was.
Oh, the first part yesterday when it was hot, that sand had to be like hard up for you.
Yeah, it was, yeah. Yeah, it was definitely soft and... Yeah.
Unforgiving.
Yep, unforgiving.
And then this morning, it was just perfect. It was a bit of compact in it, and I could just watch you guys carve it up.
Yeah, no, it was real, real good this morning. I don't think you'd get it much better.
No. And then we're going to roll into Birdsville tomorrow, and I think that's when it all goes to shit for you.
Yeah, it's probably going to turn a little bit pear-shaped again, probably, hopefully, after a countermeal lunch, and then...
Then it's on. Then it's on.
Like it has been for the last 6 days.
Except for, you know, responsible drinking, because you're only going to have like 6 beers a night here in the pub. Oh. On the truck, I think.
Yeah, 100%.
You haven't been stealing people's beers, have you, mate?
No.
That's a very long story. That's a long story. But no, it'll be good. And then, back to Murray. So, man, thanks for coming along, buddy. It's been absolutely awesome to have you here and watch you absolutely kill that tyre.
Yep, no doubt there's not going to be much left by the time we get back to Murray.
I didn't think there's much left now. I think we're going to do a Toby Price and cable tie it all up.
Yeah, no, it's starting to fall apart a bit now, but all worth it.
And then what, you're off to Fink, are you?
Yeah, only as a spectator, though.
And then Hatter?
Yeah, spectator.
I don't even know what I'm talking to you, to be honest.
2023 Hatter, I think.
Mate, you're on that fucking 2022 prep deck.
No,
fucking,
17.
Is that a 17 bike?
Yeah.
Fuck, that thing is a monster. It's a 500, isn't it?
And
it's
got 500 and Joel.
500 fire breathing.
Yeah, Joel turned it into a pig before I got it off him.
It's a pig, but it's fucking amazing. We may have gone to a salt lake and had a bit of fun out there. How was that?
Yeah, nah, real good. Yeah, allegedly.
Allegedly. Allegedly it was fun on a salt lake, and allegedly you did a cool couple of big slides.
Yep, nah, it was very good. Yeah, bit of a laugh, bit of a play around. It was good.
Allegedly. All right, well, cheers for that, mate. Enjoy your beer.
All right, I will. Thanks.
Oh, so we're sitting around the fire, day four. We've been speaking to idiots. We're going to speak to another idiot. Who have I got here?
David Murray.
What's been going on, mate?
Just a bit of a ride today. Had a great day today. Got the stage win, which was good. And
that's a big call. Seeing as you're sitting next to yesterday's stage winner, it's a big call.
I had to get it back to put the 701 on the top step today. And then I managed to get out for a bit more of a ride. Did another 40Ks down to whatever that next join is and then back, which was good fun. Filled in the afternoon pretty well. And then got to take the... Yesterday's stage winner's bike out for a bit of salt pan madness.
Allegedly salt pan madness.
Allegedly, that's right, true, which was good fun. just to see how the kid goes on the BMX bike. One day he'll ride a man's bike. And
I wouldn't put it past him, mate. Why step up if you're killing it on the BMX bike? Sure. So how'd you get onto the Frontrun Safari?
Joel, actually. I was a bit of a very late starter. The Friday night before the boys left, so last Friday night, they were getting ready and said, oh, can you drop around a GPS bracket? So I came around. Next thing you know, I was... Yeah, there was phone calls to my wife, can he come with us? And my bike was loaded there and then. So not a lot of preparation and a little bit of she'll be right. And here we are. So it's been awesome.
I mean, it's funny because you boys have just done the 4-day. You sweep the 4-day and you've still got the stickers all over your bike. Yeah, and now you're here running the Simpson.
Same tyres, and the old soft, medium soft motocross tyres aren't loving the desert in the hard stuff to get here. But
you're not running a moose too, are you?
No, I've got tubes in, luckily.
Thank God for that.
But, not a lot of, I think I adjusted the chain. No oil changed. I had to wash the filter at Joel's and that was it. So not a lot of prep for it. But anyway, we're here. It's all good.
Mad dog. Not even an oil change. I like that. That's how good the 701s really are.
Exactly. 5,000K intervals will be right.
And so what are you looking for? Are you looking forward to getting to Birdsville?
I'd love another couple of days out here as far as the riding goes. I'm having a ball, but it'd be good to get back to Birdsville. I've got to get back to Melbourne and fly out to Townsville on Monday. So,
No rest for the wicked.
Quick turnaround there.
Oh, I bet your family loves you.
Yeah, well, lucky they're coming with me next week to Cairns. So.
Oh, that's all right then, mate.
Not so bad. I've got some brownie points back. And Joel's got to buy my wife a stay. What was it, Joel? A day spa trip? He promised a day spa trip because he was drunk when he was trying to sell it to her that I come to.
Yeah. Oh, man, I should have got you to fucking call up for me. Oh, there we go. All right. Well, man, thanks for coming along. Thanks for having some fun with us. And I look forward to seeing you at many other events.
Awesome. See you soon.
Cheers, mate. Thanks, mate. And that's it. That is our wrap-up episode for the first 4 days of our trip across the desert with the Frontrun Safari. Make sure you tune in to next week or the next episode, depending when you listen to this, for our part two episode. It's a bit more of a fun one. I was a little disposed of that evening at the Birdsville pub, so we have a guest interviewer, and it's a great fun one, so make sure you listen to that one. Thanks again to Frontrun Safari, Next Level Dirt Bike Adventures, Ride ADV, Next Adventure. Thank you so much to everyone. It was absolutely awesome, and thanks to everyone who jumped on when I would point this microphone at their face. Not many of you ran away, so it was quite nice to be able to get your opinions and thoughts. We had a great time. Brendo had a great time. And I hope you enjoyed the episode. All right, so till then, keep roosting your mates.